Person-minded professor, cold scientist. That he was somebody who had awful fights with his kids, with his wife, then went madly in love with both of them and passionate. That he had deep political sentiments, but then would sometimes have to change them. In other words, as he said in the second to last thing he wrote, he was a human being. And you kind of forget that somebody like Einstein was a human being. We all put mathematicians and scientists sometimes into this strange category of people different from the rest of us. And I do think that one of the reasons I wanted to write the book and one of the things that surprised me the most is that math and science are very creative, the things you do with your imagination. Einstein said imagination is more important than knowledge. And if we are going to compete in the 21st century, we can't just say, okay, we'll force teachers to teach our kids math and science by rote. We're all going to have to appreciate that science can be just as magical, creative, and wondrous as Shakespeare, or as Stravinsky, or as anything we'll see at the National Gallery or the Kennedy Center, and that we celebrate the real human creativity that goes into science. And that's what I love discovering about Einstein, and I love doing the book about. Yes, sir. Two of you back there, further back first.
How challenging was it to write a book about a science mind as opposed to more of a historical mind? I mean, Ben Franklin kind of crossed the line a little bit.
Yeah, Ben Franklin was a good scientist, but it was pretty simple. I mean, it was single theory flow of electricity. It was challenging. I had a lot of help. Ryan Green was a particular help, a friend of mine who's a physicist up at Columbia, and he's profusely acknowledged throughout the book, but he wrote The Elegant Universe. And by the way, even the fabric of, and he wrote The Fabric of the Cosmos, which is where that, he took it from Einstein's image of curving the fabric of space and time. I liked learning science and math. My father was an engineer. I've always liked science and math. I felt that it's a shame in our society if you go down one road like I did, which is basically history, literature, journalism, writing, you know, CP